Have you ever heard of somebody with a membership program lowering their fees in the following year? Usually it's raising the fees for a coaching program, group program, membership, mentorship, whatever you want to call it, group program. And I have actually in the past raised my fees, but I've also lowered my fees again. And this is counter to what much of the people in my industry of, business, marketing, and coaching do. They say, they think, okay, the more successful you become, the more you become a high ticket coach. You heard that term? I cannot stand that term for several reasons. But it's like, okay, the more successful you are, the more you become a high ticket coach, which means you end up charging, not 200 a month for membership. That's nothing. That's low. High ticket coaches charge $2,000 a month per person, per member. And not that they have three members. No, they have 50 members or more sometimes at $2,000 a month. So it's a million dollar membership. Not a million-dollar membership. What are you doing, right? Yeah. Well, anyway, I am always trying to buck the trend and be anti-capitalist in my own way. I'm extremely capitalist in many ways, but I also try to be cool like some of you are and be anti-capitalist in certain ways. And this is one of those ways. I mean, because I think that the more successful you become, okay, the less money you should take from each person, but be able to serve more people with a growing team. Because, and you being, you should become a better and better boss so that you treat your team, give them a livelihood that is deeply meaningful and well rewarded. That should be the dream. The dream shouldn't be to like have, take more and more money from fewer and fewer people. Like that's what high ticket coaches are doing. Oh, I simplify my life. It's a lifestyle business. So I'm gonna charge, I'm gonna charge 10 clients $100,000 each. I've heard of people like that actually. 100,000. Yes, I didn't say that wrong. $100,000 for a coach for 1 year per year, and they can take 10 clients like that. It's a million-dollar business, and they have no team, and they take in most of the profit, obviously, majority, vast majority of it. And that's what success is supposed to be? No. So what I've done is, next year for my group program, that's what I hope to do. I hope to take less money from more people, and with more people being paid by me so that the people who are in my program can be served even better than this year. And that I can learn how to be a better leader, be a better team manager, give my team meaningful work that they enjoy and be generous towards them and be, so that's what I think the aspiration ought to be, not to be a high ticket coach, to earn plenty of money. It's fine, obviously. I have no problem. That's where I'm capitalist. I don't think there's a billionaire. I mean, I don't just like Bernie Sanders says, billionaires shouldn't exist. I think that's too strong of a statement. And that's kind of violent. What are you going to do? I mean, you're suggesting we should kill them? What do you mean they shouldn't exist? But I know what he means is there shouldn't be a possibility of being a billionaire in this world. Well, I don't know about that. I think the ceiling should be unlimited for people to aspire. So I'm kind of conservative in that way, but I'm also very progressive slash liberal slash woke in the way of, well, I would say I'm more like Peace Pilgrim. Is my leftist aspirations are to be like Peace Pilgrim, who took not a single dime in her life, well, in her adult years. And then my rightist, my conservative libertarian aspirations are, informed by some big money makers or whatever. But it's like marrying the two is always what I'm trying to do. Best of all worlds, the best of everybody. The best of everybody is what we can bring together. That's my hope. That's my dream. It probably pisses off everybody on both sides, all sides, but it's okay. That's who I am. Anyway, I hope this is interesting to hear a different take on what success ambition could be. So thanks for listening. I want to add one more thing, which is I've noticed that because of the ambition towards making money, right? Like that's the, like I no longer, I mean, I'm grateful. I'm super grateful that I no longer really think about my business as, hey, I'm going to make more money next year. No, I mean, I think of my business as I make enough. I'm not a millionaire. Okay. I don't make $1 million a year. I mean, if some of you will be impressed, or some of you will be unimpressed. You know, I my take home pay, I mean, I don't know if I want to say anything about it. Basically, it's like the revenue, the top line revenue before expenses and taxes is around 300 something thousand US per year. But the take home pay, because I've been practicing how to reshare my money with people, you know, my affiliates and their, the take home pay ends up being closer to 100,000, maybe even a little less per year, after taxes and everything, but still more than most Americans make. Obviously, it's more than enough, right? But next year, just to give you a sense of it, my take home pay for ABC Masterheart, after paying things out, paying out my team and everything, will be less than my take home pay this year. I'm already planning on that. Why am I taking less profit next year, even though I'm making more money? My revenue is going to go up next year. My profit, I'm already planning for it to be less. Why? Because I moved to Mexico. That's the point. The point is, how can I, over the years, trend towards reducing my lifestyle costs while finding more creative ways to be happy and deeply meaningful life, so that I can not make less money. I actually want to make more top line money as I become more successful, but pay out more of it to more people, to be able to show them what meaningful work. I don't pay, you know, you all know, I mean, my paid helpers aren't like making a living off of, but it's like some money back, some money back, some money back. It's like at least there's energy that's being received. And they're like, oh my gosh, it creates a template for the possibility of dignified work for a lot of people. And that's like my dream, you know, versus what I see people do as they, in my industry, like I'm critiquing my own industry, people like me who like teach about money making, and they just, that's what they're obsessed by, literally obsessed. Obsessed is a word like in some spiritual circles, literally means what do you call it? Demon possession, right? They're obsessed by money. Mammon, you know, like, who are you worshiping, God or Mammon? You know, anyway, Mammon. It's like they're obsessed by money. So then they spend way too much effort on marketing. They've spent a lot of effort and money on marketing and on the sales process to like make everything look amazing, get people in. And then you'll notice their customer service is way shoddier than their marketing. And that's a big sign, because they don't care. They're in it for the profit. Mostly they're in it for the numbers, the game. It's a game to them, you know? And it's like, how do I make more? Anyway, so it's like their custom, like I hear this again and again from people. Oh, I sign up for this, you know, $5,000, $10,000 program, and I log in, and it's like these videos are like 90-minute videos. I'm like, oh, really? Oh, well, at least there's transcript, right? No, there's no transcript even for, really? I mean, you've seen how my videos are. I could have just uploaded 90-minute videos, but I take the hour and a half myself every single week to upload 20, 30, 50 segments sometimes. I do it myself because I could have outsourced this stuff. I might one day, as I get more money, I'll pay for it. It's like I make sure, you know, people are requesting transcriptions. So I pay more for my platform. I pay $100 a month more to my platform in order to have transcriptions. I didn't have to do that. I could have kept $100 a month. It's not that much, but it's $150 more per month just for the transcriptions. Anyway, it doesn't matter. The point is, like, that's what I'm passionate about. Like, ever since I was young, I'm passionate about transforming work. Like, if work could be transformed for the world into a practice, a platform for spiritual growth, a platform for practicing personal development and spiritual growth and meaning and caring for other people. That should be, not work is not for making more profits. That's why I'm like, whenever like I see programs about making more profits, I'm like, I don't mind you talking about profits, but when you make it such a focus, it skews people's values and it skews people's motivation towards that's what should be center, front and center in our hearts and our minds. And therefore, of course, anything that takes away from profit, including working for the people to make your the experience of for the customer better, is taking money away. Oh, labor costs, paying people. You should cut as many people as possible. No, you should pay as many people as possible, as much as possible, while you find ways to reduce your own lifestyle costs. Anyway, that's my ambition. So it's very different. And I think I should probably talk more about this. I don't know, because everyone else, not everyone, but it's like the mainstream ambition is completely opposite of that. So anyway, I hope this makes any sense, and thanks for hearing my rant.